Alton game. The Comets looked impressive in their win over Cotter, and they will wait on the winner of this game in the semifinals. Gavin Vander will step in. He'll jump it up with Shadden, number 32. Ball in the air and the tip controlled. It was hit by Vanderbilt but picked up by Viola. The Longhorns have the ball to start the ball game. On the dribble, that's number 30. That's Sykes. Sykes, he's cut off by Snead. Gets it back out. Ball in the hands of Hart. Hart will hand off. Drive to the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Kayla Michaels. That shot by Tackett, number 25. Coach Luna on the opposite end of the floor calling out the play for the Viola Longhorns. Inbound play here by the Longhorns. The shot is up. No good. Rebound by Gavin Vandiver. Vandiver now will hand it to Colton Boddy, and he'll set up the offense. Bears first time on their end of the floor here to start the ball game. We played about 35 seconds. Snead with it. He'll swing it around to Michaels underneath. Caleb's going to power it up and in underneath. Nice, strong move by the big man for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears with an early lead. On the drive, number three. Again, that is Hart. They swing it back out. Give it to Sykes. Sykes on the dribble. Takes it in the corner. He's guarded by Snead. Trying to get freed. Snead almost took it away. He's trapped in the corner. Needs help. Hands off. Pass underneath, the shot up and in. Easy shot for Gunner Calgill, who was all alone under the basket. Good pass there to get Calgill an easy two. Bears back on offense. Nicholson inside to Michaels, back out. Colton Boddy for three, and it's good. Colton puts the Bears up three, 5-2. Mammoth Spring back on defense. Viola with the basketball. On the dribble, Tackett. He'll hand off to Hart. Gets it right back after the cut. Back to Hart in the corner. He spins, trying to get free. Passes it into the middle. Shot up. It's no good. And the rebound's pulled down by Michaels. Caleb will hand to Colton Boddy, and the Bears will set up the offense. Snead has it now, top of the key. He'll give it to Boddy on the right wing. Back out to Snead. They lob it. Oh, tried to go inside to Vander, but it was over his head and out of bounds. Gavin was all alone underneath there, but the pass just a little too high. So Bears will go back on defense, leading by three. 5:46 left in this first quarter. Almost a steal, and it is a steal. Boddy will take it the length of the floor, all the way in, puts it up and in. Colton Boddy with five quick points here. And the Bears lead it 7-2 with a basketball. Tackett looking for help. Gives it off to Hart. Hart, again, nice pass underneath. All alone was Gunner Calgill. That's twice. There's been nobody around him, and he's got easy layups. It's 7-4. Mammoth Spring with a three-point lead. Snead with it. Snead looking inside. Back out. Nicholson for three. He'll fire it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Calgill. He'll hand off to Tackett, and Tackett will bring it up the floor, picked up by Nicholson at half court. Pass over to number 32, that's Shadden. Shadden looking for help, bounces back out. Pass off now, gives it to Calgill. Calgill with all four of their points. His pass is almost stolen. It's knocked away, loose on the floor, picked up by Shadden. His pass underneath, and now he'll dribble it back out. Gives it to Hart. Hart, with 2 seconds on the shot clock, going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebound by Gavin Vandiver. He'll hand to Braxton Snead. Braxton quickly into the front court, gives it off to Boddy. Colton's going to fire a three. That's no good. Long rebound taken by Tackett. All the way up the floor. That is Aiden Tackett, and we got a timeout called. Actually, we got a carry called on the Viola Longhorns. Bears making wholesale substitutions here. They're coming in with Aiden Matheny. It looks like Gavin Sims and Josh Rivers coming in. Nicholson, Boddy, and Vandiver will get a breather. So Bears with three quick subs. They're definitely going to try to run Viola here. Viola only with six players on the bench. Bears' Braxton Snead on the dribble. Looks inside, gets it to Matheny on the wing. off to Sims. Sims passes it back to Matheny. Matheny underneath to Michaels. Michaels turns, puts it up, puts it in. Caleb Michaels with his second field goal. He's got four, and the Bears are up by five now, 9-4. With a basketball, Hart has it outside, guarded by Matheny, drives to the basket, shot up no good. Michaels with the rebound. Caleb gives it off to Matheny, and Aiden will bring the ball up the floor. Now over to Sims. Gavin looking inside to Snead. Snead back over to Matheny. Matheny lobbing it underneath to Snead. Snead, pull-up jumper on the way, no good. Rivers with the rebound underneath. He'll put it up and in. Good play by Josh Rivers on the offensive rebound and stick back. His first two, and the Bears now have increased their lead to seven. Pass up the floor. Hart has it on the left wing. Goes inside. Sims with a nice steal. Ball is loose, picked up by Matheny. Aiden now turns, brings the ball up the floor to Snead. Braxton driving into the lane, holds up, jump stop, up and in. Braxton Snead's first two. Four Bears have scored already, and they lead it by nine, 13-4. Quick start here by Mammoth Spring. Tackett on the dribble, trying to get free. Gives it outside, driving all the way under the basket. Shot up, no good. It's blocked by Michaels. Michaels takes it, gives it off to Sims. Gavitt will cross half court on the dribble. The sophomore across to Matheny. Inside now to Michaels. Michaels turns strong, puts it up, and draws a foul. Caleb is just too big in there. He's got a big height advantage. And they pound it into him, and he goes up strong. 4 points for Michaels. That foul on number one, Calgill, who scored all of the Longhorn points so far. Caleb's first free throw is on the way. It's good. Michaels now with 5 points. He'll set for the second free throw. Looks like Vandiver going to check in. The next stop and play. And there is no stop and play because the ball goes off the rim and out of bounds. Now Vandiver in, and Caleb Michaels get a breather. Bears running players in and out here early. Going to try to wear down these Longhorns who are playing with just six. Tackett, and he'll walk it across half court. 10-point Bear lead now. Tackett all the way at the basket. His shot is blocked, and they're going to be a foul called. I think they're going to get Colton Boddy on the foul. Colton just checked in during that last break. Come back in after a quick breather. Three of the five starters on the floor with Boddy, Vandiver, and and Boddy. That free throw's good by Tackett, his first points of the ball game. Sets for the second, it's good. Tackett makes them both, and it's 14-6, Mammoth Spring by eight. Colton Boddy with the basketball. He'll give it to Matheny. Matheny to Vandiver. Over to Boddy. Colton drives in, kicks it back out. Matheny thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it off to Rivers. Rivers around to Boddy. Colton for three. It's good. Colton's second three. He's off to a good start. Eight first quarter points. 17-6. Bears by 11. Tackett gets the screen, but good job of getting through by Sims. Sims. As the Bears are switching on everything outside, Matheny knocked it away, and it's off the leg of Hart and out of bounds. Good defense by Aiden Matheny. Rice is going to check in. Rice Nicholson back into the ball game. And Colton Boddy will get a breather after knocking down his second three. I think we're probably going to see a lot of the Bears tonight. Looks like Coach Cooper planning on running them in and out here. Matheny's going to fire the jumper up. No good. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to say the ball bounced up and hit the shot clock. It'll belong to Viola. 17-6, a minute 25 left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring leading Viola. Longhorns with the basketball. Tackett will bring it up the floor. Tackett on the dribble. Gives it over to Shaden. Shaden holding it up high with Rivers on him. He'll pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Matheny pulls down the rebound. Aiden with the basketball up the floor to Nicholson. Rice back to Matheny. Matheny lost the ball on the dribble. quickly the other way. Tackett's going to put it up. And Vandiver up above the rim trying to block that shot, but I think someone reached in down low and was called for the foul. So Viola going to the line. That foul on Matheny is his first. Aiden reaching in. Second foul on the Bears. Shot on the way by Tackett is good. Tackett, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. He's got 3 points. Calgill has 4. That accounts for all of the Longhorn points here in this first half. Make it 4 now for Tackett as he makes the second free throw. Back to a 9-point lead, 17-8. Rice Nicholson with the basketball, gives it off to Sims. Sims over to Matheny, back out to Nicholson. Nicholson looking inside, gives it to Matheny on the wing. Back over to Sims, he's gonna fire for 3. That's off the rim, no good. Nicholson with the rebound. He lost it, but it's chased down by Sims. Sims looking inside, back out to Nicholson. Rice trying to drive in. Lost the ball on the floor, it's picked up by Rivers. Now to Matheny. Matheny holding on to the dribble, back to Sims, and the Bears will set up the offense. Over to Nicholson, left wing, top of the key to Matheny. He's going to fire for 3. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Gavin Sims. Back over to Nicholson. Bears again will set up the offense. Giving them 2 or 3 chances here, and the pass inside is knocked away. Touch last by Shadden. Good quick hands there. Remington Shadden came running in to knock that ball loose. Sims will inbound, brings it in to Nicholson, right back to Sims. He fakes, goes underneath to Rivers. Rivers, strong move to the basket. Josh's second field goal. He's got 4. And at the end of 1, your score, 19-8. Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Viola Longhorns. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Just like going out on the farm and finding the perfect Christmas tree and loading it in Dad's Chevy truck. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Back at Mammoth Spring High School, second quarter just underway. Bears with the basketball. Richard Gatewood has checked in, number 00. Last game we did down here, he got red hot in that fourth quarter, scored 11 points in the quarter. Missed shot by the Bears. Viola will pull down the rebound and head the other way. 19-8, Mammoth Spring with the lead over Viola. First round action here from the 7th annual Battle of the Border. Calgill fires the jumper up, no good. Rivers with the rebound. He'll hand off to Colton Boddy. Off to Gatewood on the wing. Gatewood underneath to Michaels. Michaels trying to go up with it, almost lost it. Gatewood tried to save it, but it hit the back of the backboard and went out of bounds. So back to Viola. Longhorns trying to cut into this 11-point Bear lead. 7:07 left first half. The late game here in the Battle of the Border today. They work it inside to Calgill. Calgill will power it up and in and draw the foul. Calgill's third field goal, and all of them have been layups. Right underneath the basket, and this time he draws a foul. Let's see who the foul's on. Number 12, Colton Boddy, his second. So Colton now with 2 fouls. Matheny has 1. That's all 3 of the Mammoth Spring fouls here in this first half. Rivers, a nice box out, pulls down the rebound on the missed free throw from Calgill. Bears with the ball. They lead it by 9, 19-10. They go inside to Michaels, back out. Colton Boddy will fire a 3. That's no good. Rebound Calgill. Back the other way. Braxton Sneed back at the scores table. He's set to check back in. Tackett will give it to Hart on the left wing. Free throw line to Calgill. He's going to pull up for the jumper. That's in and out, no good. Gatewood with the rebound. Gatewood will hand off to Rice Nicholson. Up the floor to Boddy. Colton lobbing it underneath. Michaels underneath for the easy two. Caleb now with seven in the ball game. Pushes it back out to an 11-point Mammoth Spring lead. Hart with the basketball. He looks inside. Now on the dribble. Hard screen set. Shot up and in by Hart. His first bucket of the ball game. Cody Hart, his first two. Gavin Vandiver also going to check back in here for the Bears. Bears with the basketball. Gatewood over to Boddy. Boddy for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Shad. Remington Shad with the basketball off to Tackett. To Hart on the left side. Gets it back to Tackett on the cut. He'll put it up no good, and Gatewood will pull down the rebound. Richard on the dribble, crosses half court. Gives it to Boddy. They work it into the corner to Rivers. Rivers underneath to Michaels. Michaels trying to go up with it, had it knocked away. Players getting it down low before he could go up. Gatewood with a nice steal. Richard to the basket, puts it up and puts it in. Richard Gatewood with his first two. And the Bears lead it by 11 again at 23-12. Timeout taken by the Longhorns. While they're taking the timeout, gives us a chance to say thank you to our Bear Boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Theron Alton, Forstler's in Theron Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Theron Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Theron, Theron Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Penny Lane Accounting, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home and Thayer in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Longhorns with the basketball out of the timeout. They work it into Calgill. He's trying to power his way underneath. Shot up, and it's going to be blocked. Oh, and they called a foul. It looked like Michaels had a hand on top of the ball, but maybe too much body there. And for Caleb, that's his first. At the line, Calgill, who's 0 for 1 at the line tonight, make it 1 out of 2. He has 7 points to lead the Longhorns. Michaels has 7 to, excuse me, Boddy has 8 to lead the Bears. Second shot on the way is good for Calgill. Bears will inbound. Gavin Sims into Braxton Sneed. Bears right now with Sims, Sneed, Michaels, Vandiver, and Matheny. They work it underneath to Michaels. Michaels, strong move. He just reached up and laid it over the rim on that one. He's got 9. Bears up by 11, 25-14. With a basketball, Tackett almost lost it. Goes back, picks it up. He needs help now as he's trapped. Trying to find somebody, gets it off to Hart. Hart on the dribble with Sneed on him. And, ooh, he hit Sneed. A low shot there. Braxton trying to walk it off, but he's in some pain right now. Sims will give it to Sneed. Sneed gingerly crosses half court. Over to Matheny. Matheny to Sims. Sims drives in, kicks it out. Sneed for three. It's on the way. That's no good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a team rebound for the Viola Longhorns. Bears lead it by 11, 25-14, 3:52 left to play in this first half. And we got a timeout right now as Coach Long is trying to get some moisture off the floor out there. Didn't want anybody to fall and get hurt. So referee stopped play for just a minute here. There where the players were gathered around in front of the Bear bench, trying to get it all cleaned up, make it safe for the players. And the inbound play will come in to Tackett for Viola. Viola yet to make a substitution. Well, actually, as I say that, they do make a substitution. number 34 in now. That is Tucker Cowgill. Shot up by Hart is no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Sims. He'll give it to Matheny. Matheny takes it up the left sideline. Underneath to Michaels. Michaels, nice pass off to Snead. He couldn't get the shot to go. Gets his own rebound, goes back up and draws a foul. So Braxton Snead now will go to the free throw line, trying to build on this 11-point lead. Bears' biggest lead of the night. Bears, Braxton Snead at the free throw line. That foul was on number 30 for the Longhorns. And number 30, that is Sykes. Snead missed the first free throw. Braxton will set for the second. He has 2 points on the night. Second free throw's on the way, and it's no good, but Michaels with a strong rebound, another rebound, back up and in. Caleb, the six in the quarter, has 11 now in the half. Bears with the lead, 27-13, their biggest lead. Sims deflects the ball, almost had the steal. Tackett chased it down, picks it up. Vandiver with the steal. Everybody's wanting Gavin to dunk it, but he had people reaching for the basketball. We were watching out here in warm-ups. Gavin and Landon and a couple other of the players for the Bears were out here dunking the basketball before the, at halftime of the girls' game. Vandiver with a steal, hands off to Snead. Snead dribbles all the way into the lane. Pull-up jumper on the way is good. That's too easy. He just dribbled into a layup, basically, and nobody stopped him. 31-14, 17-point Bear lead now. Pass over on the wing to Hart. Hart's looking inside, waits for the screen. Holds on to it, hands it off now, and we're going to have a foul called on the Bears. We'll see who it's on. Bears going with more subs here. Four more players checking in. Snead, Sims, Vandiver, and Matheny come out. Caleb Michaels, the only player staying on the floor. Looks like on the floor now, Rivers, Gatewood, Nicholson, Boddy, and then, as I said, Michaels. So that's your five for the Bears. Tackett with a basketball. Almost lost it. Gatewood just stole one out there a few minutes ago. Almost had a second one. Ball's loose, picked up by the Longhorns. Cowgill inside. He'll power it up and in. Cowgill has been the offense. He's got 10 of the 16 for the Longhorns. Boddy will give it off to Gatewood. Gatewood to Nicholson. Nicholson inside to Michaels. Michaels going to power it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. And Shadden checks it or chases it down on the baseline. Viola with a basketball. Number 25, Tackett. He'll give it on the wing to Sykes. Sykes looking inside. Waits for the screen. Stops at the free throw line looking for help. Hands off to Tackett. Tackett on the dribble. He's trapped now. Boddy all over it. Gives it to Cowgill. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Hart has it on the wing. Top of the key trying to get free. In the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. Nice shot by Cody Hart. His second field goal. He's got four. And the lead's back down to 13. Bears have built it up to 17. Viola trying to cut into it a little bit. They work it inside to Michaels. Michaels trying to power it up, and he's going to get, well, he's going to miss it, and the rebound pulled down by the Longhorns. Longhorns with the basketball. Sykes has it on the right wing. Looking inside as Cowgill tries to post up. He's got Michaels on him. They'll swing it out to Shadden. Shadden back around to Hart. Top of the key at the free throw line to Cowgill. To Tackett, his shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gatewood. Gives it to Nicholson. 27 seconds left in the half, and I believe Coach Cooper going to go for the final shot of the half as he tells them to slow it down. Nicholson on the dribble. Nicholson to Gatewood in the corner. Wide open, didn't take the shot. They're trying to work it in to Michaels. Michaels back out. Rivers will fire the three. That's on the way. In and out, no good. Michaels with the rebound, back up and in. Caleb Michaels now with 13 points in the first half, and the Bears lead it by a score of 33-18 at the half. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. We're at the half. The Mammoth Spring Bear Band entertaining here at the halftime break. We'll take a look at the scoring for both teams. For Viola, they were led in the first half by Gunnar Calgill. He had 10 points, and then 4 points apiece for Aiden Tackett and Cody Hart. For the Mammoth Spring Bears led by the big man, Caleb Michaels, 13 first half points, 8 for Colton Boddy, all in the first quarter, and then looks like 4 points for Josh Rivers, 4 for Braxton Sneed, and 2 apiece for Gavin Vandiver and for Richard Gatewood. Again, the Bears leading this one by 15. They led by as many as 17 in that first half. No real foul trouble other than Colton Boddy does have 2 fouls. Nobody else with more than 1 for either team. And for Viola, that's really important because they only have 6 players out here playing tonight. So they can't afford to get anybody into foul trouble. This is the third game on the night in this Battle of the Border. It started earlier tonight with a game we had here on K Country 95 as the Alton Comets look good. They get a big win over Cotter, 70-58. Comets will move into the semifinals on Thursday where they'll play the winner of this Mammoth Spring Viola matchup. And in the girls contest earlier tonight, it was the Cotter Lady Warriors getting a win as they beat Calico Rock 50-27. Cotter will play Willow Springs on Thursday in one semifinal. The other semifinal will see Mammoth Spring and Viola. Now the consolation semis are going to be held tomorrow. Couch gets that bye because there was no opponent for Mammoth Spring, so Couch goes right into the consolation finals. Calico Rock will play Koshkonong in the other semifinal on Wednesday. In the boys bracket, Cotter will play the loser of this game in the consolation semifinals. The other one will see Couch and Kosh square off in the consolation semifinals. Again, them games are tomorrow here at Mammoth Spring High School. So a busy week of basketball. If you get a chance, come on out here to Mammoth Spring High School gym and enjoy some good basketball with as the Mammoth Spring Bears host their 7th annual Battle of the Border. Bears are back out of the locker room. They're getting warmed up and ready to go with your second half of play. Still waiting on the Longhorns to return. Want to say thank you while we have the opportunity here to our boosters. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280 7466. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Ready Mix, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree. Penny Lane Accounting. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer. Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. Farm Bureau Agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat and Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton. Those are your boosters. We'll take one more quick break. We'll be back with your second half in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School, the 7th annual Battle of the Border. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorns as we get set to start the second half. Bears will go back to their starters here. That'll be Braxton Sneed, Colton Boddy, Caleb Michaels, Gavin Vandiver, and Rice Nicholson for the Longhorns. Looks like they also go back to their starters. That includes Gunner Calgill, Aiden Tackett, Cody Hart, Jackson Sykes, and Remington Shadden. It'll be Viola basketball as we start this second half of play. Bears with a 15-point lead. They led by as many as 17 in that first half. Inbound play to Tackett. He's guarded by Nicholson. Trying to get free. Nicholson knocked the ball loose, but Tackett goes back and gets it. Now Vandiver with a dunk as he drives it down, and that got the fans on their feet. Gavin, a one-handed slam. And the Bears now lead it by 17. Almost another steal there. Tackett trying to dribble through traffic. He'll give it in the corner. Three-pointer up is no good. And Michaels pulls down the rebound. Gives it off to Sneed. Sneed to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Braxton, his third field goal. He's got 6 points, and he'll try to complete the three-point play. He is 0-for-2 at the line. Biggest lead of the night now, a 19-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They came out ready to go here in this third quarter. Sneed's free throw is on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Almost a steal there by Vandiver on the rebound. Back up to Tackett. Tackett guarded by Nicholson. Nicholson all over him, out around half court, giving him no room at all. He is struggling, trying to find somebody. It's a steal by Nicholson. Rice goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nicholson with his first two. And the Bears are rolling now, leading by 21. Again, Tackett trying to get around Nicholson, and Rice is going to be called for the foul that time. A little bit too aggressive. He's caused a couple of turnovers with good defense here that resulted, one of them, in a slam from the big man, Gavin Vandiver. Bears set up the defense. Referee just threw the ball down, waiting on Viola, who was having trouble getting it in. Now up the floor, Nicholson. Nicholson to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Bears on an 8-0 run here to start this third quarter. Tackett again dribbles into that right corner there just across half court, and Coach Luna wants a timeout. Timeout taken, 41-18, Bears by 23, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Third quarter, Bears lead it 41-18 over Viola. It has been all Mammoth Spring here to start this third. They've outscored Viola 8-0. Inbound play to Tackett. Tackett trying to get free, stops at the free throw line, gets it back out to Hart. Hart looking inside, works it into Calgill. Calgill turns, puts it up, no good. Vandiver pulls down the rebound quickly out to Snead. Bears over to Nicholson. Nicholson for three. That's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Calgill. Calgill back up to Tackett. Tackett with Nicholson all over him again. Calgill trying to get to the basket. Drives in. Pass underneath. It's going to be stolen by Vandiver. Up the floor. Snead all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Michaels with the rebound. He'll power it back up and in. Caleb now with 15. It's a 10-0 Bear run. This defense, as they start this third quarter, has really been good for Mammoth Spring. Hart drives in, kicks it out to Sykes. Sykes on the dribble, trying to get free. Picks it up, looking for help, comes back out to Hart. Coach Cooper going to his bench again. He's going to run in three more subs here, almost a steal there. Looks like Rivers, Matheny, and Sims will check in. Nicholson, Body, and Michaels comes out. Caleb leads the game with 15 points. Inbound play here for Viola. Hart has it on the right wing. They try to go inside, and it's stolen by Vandiver. Vandiver off now to Matheny. Matheny almost lost the ball, gives it to Snead. Snead drives into the double team. His pass underneath is stolen by Viola. Tackett brings the ball up the floor. Sims on him. No rest for Tackett. They are all over him. He gives the ball off to Hart. Hart with Matheny on him, and Aiden's going to be called for the foul. Matheny's second. He got a little bit too aggressive there. That is the second foul on the Bears here in the quarter. 4:56. We played about a little over 3 minutes. Viola's yet to score in this quarter. It's 10-0 Mammoth Spring in the third. Inbound play. Tackett gets the inbound. Sims all over him. He'll give it to Hart on the wing. Hart looking inside to Tackett. Tackett holds up, tried to go up with it, had it blocked, picked up by Vandiver. He'll hand off to Matheny. Aiden quickly up the floor. Matheny picks it up, gives it to Snead. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Back out, Matheny will take the three. It's good. Aiden Matheny's first points of the ball game. And it's a 13-0 run and a 28-point lead. And ball's out of bounds, touched last by Mammoth Spring. Bears starters come to the end of the bench and everybody else scoots up. Trying to get room for the players on the bench here. I'm watching them in front of me as Bears make a steal on the other end. Matheny off to Snead. Snead with the basketball, drives in, shot up, is good. Braxton Snead, he's got 8 points. And the Bears' lead is out to 30 now, 48-18. Pass over, almost stolen. Matheny had a hand on it. They didn't call the jump ball until finally Viola comes away with it. Shot on the way by Calgill. It's no good. Long rebound chased down by Matheny. Aiden with the basketball. Looking, gives it to Sims over to Snead. Snead for three. It's on the way. It's good. Braxton warming up here in the third. He's got 7 in the quarter, 11 in the ball game. These starters probably are not going to play a lot here in the second half the way this one's going. It's a 33-point lead. Almost a steal. It is a steal. Rivers after it was tipped by Vandiver. Off now to Matheny. Matheny thought about the three. Gives it over to Sims. Sims for three. It's on the way. It's good. Gavin Sims with his first points of the ball game. 16-0 run to start this third quarter. Wow. What a show the Bears are putting on here in the quarter. Tackett has it on the baseline. He's looking for help. He'll hand off to Sykes. Sykes drives in. Shot up no good. And Josh Rivers with a strong rebound. He'll give it to Snead, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout so he can get his subs in. 2:44 left to play in this third quarter. It's 54-18 Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. 21-0 run here in this third quarter for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and they have the ball out of the timeout. Sims will inbound. He'll bring it in to Gatewood. Richard will take the ball across half court, gives it to Matheny. Matheny over to Sims, now to Gatewood. Gatewood for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound back up and in by Rivers. Bears now pouring it on. 56-18. Bears with a huge lead. Pass over to Calgill. That's Gunner Calgill. And he got the pass from Tucker Calgill. Almost a steal. Shaden goes to the basket. His shot is no good, and Gatewood rips down the rebound. He'll give it to Sims. Sims up the floor. He'll fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. And number three, Landon Michaels in there, had a hand on it, but couldn't save it back in. I believe that. Did I get the number right? Yeah, number. He's changed numbers on me, but that's Landon. They've got a hand on that rebound, just couldn't save it back in. Bears on defense, leading 56-18. A 38-point lead. Michaels almost with a steal, and now does have the steal. Gets it off to Rivers. Rivers to the basket, puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be out of bounds. Touch last by Rivers. Coming in now is Skylar Davis. He comes in, and Matheny will get a breather. Said all the Bears going to get a chance to play here in this one, as they now have a huge lead, 38-point lead with a basketball. Tucker Calgill trying to push the defense away, gets inside. The pass is stolen by Gatewood. Richard will give it to Sims. Sims up the floor, drives in, kicks it out to Rivers. Rivers driving to the basket, out to Gatewood, and they called him for the travel. Travel was called, turnover on the Bears. 30 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. And so far, the Bears have pitched a shutout in the quarter. Viola has not scored. With the basketball, Hart looking to get free. Hart going to see if he can change that, and his pass goes out of bounds off the hands of Calgill, so Bears will get it back. Bears with the basketball. 7 seconds left to play in the quarter. Sims across half court. Gets it to Gatewood. Over to Rivers. He'll fire for three. That's no good. And at the end of three, your score, 56-18. to 18. Bears outscored them 23-0 in the quarter. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Welcome back. Just underway fourth quarter. Bears with the basketball. Gatewood for three. Can't get it to go. Davis with a rebound. Skyler then lost it to number 25. Again, that's Tackett. Tackett with the ball. He's guarded by Sims out front. Gives it to Shadden on the wing. Shadden back out to Hart. Hart trying to drive down the lane. Holds up. Kicks it back out to Shadden. He'll give it back to Hart. Bears with all subs in here to start this fourth quarter. Viola still has all their starters in, but they don't have a lot of choice. They only have six players. With the basketball, Sims will bring it up the right side. Stops behind the three-point line. Now gets it right back. Pass underneath to Michaels, and it's just over the top of his fingertips and out of bounds. Landon couldn't hang on to it. And the Longhorns will inbound. And they threw it in. The referee let them throw it in. Then he says, wait, let me touch it first. Made them come back. We will have a running clock here in this fourth quarter. Bears leading by 38, 56 to 18. With a basketball, Tackett out to Shadden. Shadden hands off to Hart. They run the weave outside. Hart drives in, pull-up jumper on the way, and it's good. Hart with the first 2 points of the second half here for the Viola Longhorns. Gatewood thought about the three, works it into Michaels. Landon trying to go up with it. Gets it out to Sims, back over. Into the game now for the Bears, and we'll check it in just a minute. Shadden makes the steal, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Bears number 15 in, that is Grady Hatterman with a basketball. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Davis. Follow by Gatewood, no good. His reverse layup, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Tucker Calgill. Quickly back the other way. Tackett on the dribble. Sims cuts him off. Gavin guarding that Tackett. Tackett throws up a wild shot off the backboard. And now the Longhorns have scored six straight here to start the fourth. After the Bears shut them out in the third. With the basketball, Gatewood. Gatewood over to Sims. Sims looking inside. He'll dribble in. Gives it to Hatterman. Now over to Davis. Back out to Sims. To Gatewood. Gatewood's going to fire for three. It's good. Richard can really shoot the ball. We saw that in the last game. He's got five now as he makes the three. First points of the fourth quarter here for the Bears. They lead it by 35. Tackett looking inside, comes out top of the key to Shadden, where he's guarded by Sims. They'll swing it into the corner. And can't see who had the ball down there. The whistle blew. I'll have to stand up here so I can see what's going on. Bears playing defense as Viola will inbound the basketball on the sideline in front of their bench. Hart set to bring it in. Throws it in, almost a steal there by Sims, but it goes to Tackett. Tackett with the basketball, Sims all over him. He spins, and we're going to get a foul call, I believe, on Gavin Sims. Gavin just a little bit too aggressive there. And the Bears will set up the defense again. 4:17 left to play in this one. Bears will advance into the semifinals on Thursday, where they'll meet the Alton Comets. Shot on the way is good by Tackett. Nice shot. Little runner off the glass. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Cowgill leads the way with 10. To the basket, shot up and in by Gatewood is good. Gatewood now with 7. Sims and Gatewood will come out now as number 11. Kathy checks in, and also in is number 30, Thone, Christian Thone. With the basketball, Viola Longhorn Sykes. Sykes looking inside, he'll drive baseline, cut off there, nice defense. Rebound pulled down by Landon Michaels. He'll hand off to Davis. Skyler across half court on the dribble. He'll hand it off now to Thone, back to Kathy. Over to Davis. Davis for 3. That's no good. Rebound by Michaels. Michaels will put it up and in. Landon Michaels, his first 2 points of the ball game. And the Bears lead is back out now to 37 at 63-26. Hart with the ball. He's guarded by Davis out front. Hart gets a screen. Spins in. And good help defense here. And a steal by the Bears. Kathy has it. And Kathy trying to rip the ball away. The referees tell him to calm down. They called the foul on Shadden. That is the first on the Longhorns here in the quarter. First on Shadden in the ball game. Davis will cross half court on the dribble with 2:25 to play. Davis drives in, kicks it out to Michaels, and Michaels' shot is blocked out of bounds by Shadden. Bears to inbound here. Set to inbound the ball is Owsley, who just checked in. Derek Owsley, he'll throw it in to Davis, and Davis will back it back out. They swing it around to Kathy. Kathy open for a second. Back out to Davis. He's going to fire for 3. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Owsley. He'll back it back out. Thone for 3. That's on the way. No good. Rebound by Viola. Tackett up the floor to Shadden. Shadden lost the ball on the dribble. His shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Cowgill. His shot is blocked by Davis and then taken by Kathy. Bears with the basketball, and we got an over and back. Skyler hadn't quite made it over the half court line when he caught that pass from Christian. Minute 14 to play. Again, Bears will advance to take on the Alton Comets on Thursday in the semifinals. Almost a steal. Good defense there by Thome. He knocked the ball loose and now does make the steal. He's on the floor, jump ball, and it'll belong to the Longhorns. Longhorns with the ball and 54 seconds left on the clock. Clock continues to run here. As the inbound is taking place, Tackett with it, picks up his dribble, needs help. Pass inside, gets it to Shadden. Shadden back out. He'll hand off to Hart. Hart on the dribble, drives in. His shot is blocked, and we're going to have a foul called with 30 seconds left, and this will probably be the last in the ball game. At the line, Hart shooting free throws, and the clock continues to run. It's down to 20. The time he shoots 2, it should be just about done. Misses the first. He'll set for the second, down to 10 seconds to play. Second one is on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's out of bounds. And the clock's going to run out before they can inbound it, I believe. Down to 0 on the clock. 63-26 your final. The Mammoth Spring Bears have defeated the Viola Longhorns. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as the band continues to play here after the win, as the Bears win it by a final of 63-26. Here we're checking the scoring real quick for Viola. They had four players that scored. They were led by Gunnar Cowgill. He finished with 10, 8 for Aiden Tackett, 6 points for Cody Hart, and 2 for Remington Shadden. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Caleb Michaels. The big man finished with 15, 12 for Braxton Sneed, 8 points for Colton Boddy, 7 for Richard Gatewood, 5 points for Gavin Vandiver, 4 points for Rice Nicholson, and 6 points for Josh Rivers, 3 points for Aiden Matheny, 2 points for Landon Michaels, and 3 for Gavin Sims. Again, the Bears win it by a final 63-26. The difference was in that third quarter. Bears outscoring the Longhorns in the third quarter 23-0. They pitched a shutout in that third quarter. So we've got one more timeout we're going to take. We'll come back in just a minute, and we'll name the Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Seth Godwin, player of the game. We'll do that in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Our game just ended. It was Mammoth Spring with a 63-26 win over Viola. And time now to name our Arkansas Farm Bureau Seth Godwin player of the game. And I'm going to give it tonight to Caleb Michaels. The big man for Mammoth Spring had 13 first half points, finished the game with 15. They really pounded it inside and used his size against the smaller Longhorns. And again, that third quarter, the big difference, 23-0 in the third quarter. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll have more coverage of the battle Battle of the Border later in the week. Your Mammoth Spring Bears basketball tonight brought to you by FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Spring School District, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Thayer West Plains and Willow Springs, Solomon Cornelius, and Missouri Forest Products Association. I'm Mike Robertson. For Bears basketball, here anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Mammoth Spring Bears basketball is a production of the Ecom Sports Network in cooperation with the Mammoth Spring School District. Bears basketball on K-Country 95.